from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The prediction of up to 40 centimeters of snow overnight tomorrow aside, spring 2025 arrives at 5:01 Thursday morning. And the following day, load restrictions take effect on specific roads in Timmins, protecting them during the spring thaw. As a guide for the timing of the restrictions, the city's Public Works Department uses a table produced by the Provincial Transportation Ministry. It takes into account frost depth, moisture, and daily air temperatures to decide when to implement the restrictions and for how long. Details are available through a link on MyTimmonsNow.com that takes you to the original bylaw from 2006. Suspected drugs that were seized during a traffic stop last night in Matheson are believed to be $40,000 worth of meth and fentanyl. The OPP also seized a taser and about $2,000 in cash during the incident on Highway 101. A 24-year-old Holtire resident is up on 12 charges. Prime Minister Mark Carney says it's clear Canada will have to diversify its trading partnerships in light of the Trump administration's threats to impose massive tariffs on Canada. Carney conducted a whirlwind tour of Europe yesterday, meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, followed by an audience with King Charles and a meeting with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer in London. They also discussed the situation in Ukraine, with Carney having invited President Volodymyr Zelensky to the G7 leaders meeting in Alberta this summer. Carney says he's willing to sit down with President Trump, but he adds the threats to turn Canada into the 51st state must stop before he's willing to discuss a broader partnership with the United States. That's likely referring to the American demands that the Canada-US-Mexico Free Trade Agreement be renegotiated immediately. It doesn't come up for renewal until next year. President Trump says American, Russian, and Ukrainian negotiators have already begun discussions to divide up certain assets, such as land and power plants, even before Russia agrees to a 30-day ceasefire. The proposal was made last week, but President Vladimir Putin has raised several objections. Ukrainian President Zelensky has said many times that he won't concede any parts of his country. Several U.S. allies have expressed concerns that Putin could be rewarded for launching the invasion in 2022. Analysts say about 11% of Ukrainian territory is now occupied by Russian forces.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.